I bet that I wouldn't have to try very hard, and I could find something that I have in common with each one of you. I mean, who here has a birthday in the month of March? Raise your hand. Okay. Who here is a soccer fan? Who here has visited the state of Washington? So I have none of those things in common with any of you. So is it easier to find things that we have in common or find things that we don't have in common? I guess it depends on what your goal is. The woman came to the well thinking that she had nothing in common with anyone. And Jesus met her at the well because he knew that she was thirsty. Just like you, and just like me. So you and I do have something in common, after all. The Jews and the Samaritans did very little together. We just heard that in the gospel. They both came from the same chosen people, but centuries before, when the Samaritans married foreigners, they were looked at very differently. Eventually, they even worshiped in two different places. We heard that in the gospel too. The comment at the well that Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans refers to the laws of the Old Testament. To remain pure, they couldn't share a cup with someone who was not a Jew. But there's a deeper, more unhealthy feeling that says, you know, we're very different. So why don't you just do your thing and I'll do mine? So life went on in separate worlds, even if that meant coming to the same well and not acknowledging each other. We use nothing in common eventually became we have nothing in common. When in fact, nothing could be farther from the truth. Here they were, believing in the same God, descendants of the same Abraham, even thirsty for the same water. So much in common. So do you have anything in common with the other people gathered here for Mass this morning? Or do you even know who they are? Well, the first thing we need to do then is remedy that. I know that we have guests here at the cathedral every Mass, every weekend. But I also know that if you're here all the time, there are people that you see and maybe even sit beside who you don't know. So perhaps we should remedy that. If you'll all please stand, I want you to go out of your way to meet those around you. Find out their names, maybe, who they are, or where they're from, someone you don't know. Not that I want to tell you to stop, but if you'll please be seated. You know, we have vast differences at the cathedral. sociological differences, of course, cultural differences, which are part of the great richness of the cathedral. And I know it's necessary for us to have different masses on different days and in different languages. And perhaps you sit in the same place at the same mass every weekend, although I see some who venture around. But if you are in your spot, don't let that fool you into thinking that this is just about you and Jesus. You have much in common with the people around you. We're all seeking the same salvation. But there's an even greater and deeper commonality that we have with each other. When did the woman come to the well? At noon. And who does she come to the well with? No one. Neither one of those makes sense. No one comes to get water at noon. You come in the morning or in the evening to draw water. And the woman is not going to come by herself. You come with other women from the village. It doesn't make sense to come at noon, and it doesn't make sense to come by yourself, unless you're convinced that you have nothing in common with anyone, and that because of what you've done, you're better off avoiding them. The thing that no one would admit is that everyone who came to the well was a sinner. Maybe not her sin, but everyone who came was thirsting for living water. So what if this is the well? Jesus already knows your story, just as he already knew the woman's story. And he doesn't want each of us to come to the well separately. I could sit here and say, well, what's that person doing here? I haven't seen that person for ages. Is he going to go to communion? Or I could say, well, I don't belong here. If people knew what I've done, we could say all of those things. Or we could say, look at all these people. I know all of them. Or I don't know anyone. But we do have something in common. They're all thirsting for water, just like me.